And I hear this often too, this idea that the believer, the mu'min, does not actually fall into any sort of depression or ikhtiab, like as you mentioned, because I feel like we've gone far from our understanding of the tradition of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where there was an entire year in his life, in his seerah, called Aam al-Huzn, or the year of sadness, the year of sorrow, the year of grief. He had multiple losses that happened. And when you think about that year, even the companions around him were very concerned about how deep that grief was. And yet we know at the same time that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, was khayr khalqillah, right? The best of all creation. So you have someone who is so incredibly connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to God. And at the same time, that does not take away from feeling grief or sorrow. And every day that he would wake up, we know that there's athkar, you know, kind of remembrances of the sabah and masab, morning and evening. And one of my favorite is the one that he says in the mornings, where he says, it starts off with, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from worry and grief. And acknowledging that these are real human emotions, even as best of a person you are, you're still going to experience these emotions because Allah created these emotions. So when I hear people say this, it's almost like we've forgotten part of our tradition.